Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Marcus Megalokonomos. A ward in Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital is being inspected after COVID-19 was detected 1 week after it was effectively cleaned. The ward was the centre of two coronavirus outbreaks involving 23 cases, which caused a lockdown of Greater Brisbane. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is being briefed about the situation.
The Health Minister mentioned to me this morning that that is the first that she's heard about it, so she is going to get some further information. But it is not unusual for traces to be found that are not contagious.
In Queensland, restrictions will relax tomorrow morning. People will not have to wear masks from 6 a.m., but masks will still be encouraged for indoor areas. Standing will be allowed at restaurants and pubs, while dancing will be allowed at clubs. The government is to give job seekers upfront cash payments so they are able to travel for work. Part of the program, eligible job seekers will receive up to $2,000 from May if they move to a new area for ongoing work. The government has been trying to attract job hunters to regional Australia, but the program has been relatively unsuccessful, as it required people with minimum savings to spend lots of money for the move. Tonight, Trade Minister Dan Tehan travels to Europe to try to convince governments and leaders to lift restrictions on vaccine exports.
Very keen to discuss the export restrictions that the EU have put in place. I had a call from the New Zealand Trade Minister yesterday. He's very keen for me also to make these representations, joint representations, because New Zealand is also very concerned about the EU export restrictions that have been put in place.
America's leading health expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is urging people to remain calm about the pause on Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccines. Officials are looking into reports of potentially dangerous blood clots.
You want to make sure that safety is the important issue here. We are totally aware that this is a very rare event. We want to get this worked out as quickly as we possibly can. And that's why you see the word pause. In other words, you want to hold off for a bit and very well may go back to that, maybe with some conditions or maybe not.
Many countries around the world have followed in pausing the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. And in sport, Australian athletes going to the Tokyo Olympic Games are counting down 100 days to go until the start of the event. The Australian Olympic Committee announced locations for live sites in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth, where people can go and watch the Olympic sports live on a big screen television. Each site will operate from the 23rd of July to the 8th of August and will feature special appearances by Olympians, opportunities to play some fun sports and enjoy Japanese cultural experiences and food. I am Marcus Megalokonomos, and this is SBS News in Easy English.